today, as we enter into this conversation that is all about manifesting intuition, we want to start off by talking about our terms. So the first thing, of course, is to talk about what manifesting is. And notice that we're using the gerund form of the word manifesting, not manifestation, or manifest as a verb. You are manifesting. That's what you're doing. And if you can hear these words, you're manifesting. One of the things you're manifesting is this voice and the sound that this voice makes. You're manifesting the device by which you are hearing this voice. You're manifesting the room you're in where you hear this voice. You're manifesting the device again, the way in which it happens, the internet itself making it possible. You're manifesting everything. Everything. Manifesting is not an opt-in tool. It is how you do everything. It's how you have everything. It's where your sense of self comes from. For you are indeed not a being of light who is trapped in a body, but you are a being of light manifesting a body, manifesting a personality, manifesting a sense of self and an idea of individuality, which is quite powerful and perfect and delightful and delicious indeed. So that's manifesting. Now, what about intuition? So intuition is the way in which you are communicating with the intelligence that you are, the infinite intelligence that you are. You're at the point of the arrow. That's the way we like to describe what you're doing in this manifesting form. You're at the very tip of an arrow in the most focused point possible at any given moment while you're in your body, while you're in the manifesting reality that is this holographic universe that you're inhabiting through the body itself that you're manifesting in this manifesting holographic universe. You know exactly what to do all the time with everything and everyone, and everything and everyone that is happening for you on your behalf to your benefit is very much happening right now in a way that makes it possible for you to have what it is that you're wanting. You have great wonder, great delight, and great magic at play here. You are not bound by anything. Everything that is happening for you. It is happening on your behalf, and it is most definitely happening to your benefit. Now, that being said, the way you are able to see the benefit, the way you are able to know what is happening for you, and the way that you are able to be in alignment with the fulfillment of what you actually desire is through your intuition. Now, the only reason intuition is a meaningful thing to discuss is because you are a multidimensional being, and you're also capable of great contrast. And one of the things that you've likely taught yourself to do is to believe very fervently in your individuality and separation from the fullness of who you are. Your intuition doesn't reestablish the oneness of your being. It simply is your way of tapping into that. It's optional. It's always present, and it never goes away. What intuition is it's not a project, and it's not a plan. It's not a pathway. It is the next thing, the next thought that feels better in the thinking, the next words that feel better in the saying, the next actions that feel better in the taking. So you're here in this wonderful place at this wonderful time, in this wonderful way, in this wonderful moment, and everything that is happening here is most definitely happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. There is wonder, there is delight, and there is magic at play here. You're not doing anything that needs to be done. You're doing that which you desire. Whatever it is, let me be. That is what you're doing. That is what is happening. Wonderful, delightful, delicious, amazing, powerful, astonishing things are happening here. You have no obligation to do anything for any reason. You have options and choices. And these options, that these choices are quite powerful. Manifesting intuition is a conversation that we're having that is twofold. On the one hand, we're inviting you to notice and leverage the fact that all manifesting arises out of desire and, as we like to say, is tempered by intuition. Now, the reason we use the word temper is the same way that a chocolatier would use the word temper. What a chocolatier is going to do is going to take the benefits of the cocoa bean, of cacao, and make it into something that is utterly delicious. And tempering is one of the ways that that happens. It brings out that which is desired from what is being brought together. You're capable of manifesting anything, but you have no desire to manifest just anything. You can manifest everything, but you have no desire to manifest all of it at one time. Like a piano falling out of the window on top of Bugs Bunny as he walks down the street. You don't want just anything falling out of the sky. You want what you want in the way you want it. That's the tempering. The tempering is coming from within you. It's not being delivered by elves somewhere, hunched over desks with quill pens and bits of parchment where they're writing out the role and the rules of your life. There's no committee. There's no man with a long white beard sitting in a gold chair somewhere up in the clouds. There's no convocation of deities on some far mountain top. No one is discerning or deciding what you will have other than yourself. So that's the one hand. On the one hand, we are inviting you to notice and leverage the fact that all manifesting arises out of desire and is tempered by intuition. And we'll talk more about that tempering. It's very important. It's not important as though you need to know this. It's something you're doing, you've been doing since the day you were born. But it is an important thing to remember. It can be very helpful and powerful. On the other hand, we're inviting you to accelerate your intentional manifesting by placing the power of intuition above other approaches, such as asking, reasoning, acting, you know, any other idea or notion or approach that essentially removes the power from you and places it out over there in something, someone, or someplace. Intentional manifesting is another term that we'll be using through this series. For you're doing really, again, this is not factually correct, but it is a very easy way to look at things. You're doing two kinds of manifesting. There's default manifesting, which is pretty much everything. And then there's a tiny handful of things, likely blown out of proportion to their size by your own thinking and the way you look at things and the way you're approaching things, that we would call intentional manifesting. Now, it's fun to intentionally manifest. It's really delicious. But let's just review really quickly. We've said this many times before, but we'll say it again. What default manifesting is. That's the air you breathe, the electricity, the running water, the fact of this conversation and the way it's being delivered to you, the devices, the internet, all the different things that you just take for granted. Some of which you remember before they existed. You remember the time before there was a little thick device you could hold in your hand that basically had access to everything around the world. When the conversation like this happening right at this red hot minute would have required either being in a room with somebody or listening to a record or a reel-to-reel recording or a cassette tape or an 8-track tape or a CD-ROM or something else. It couldn't just happen live like this. And it couldn't be delivered to you in the flash of an eye. Intentional manifesting is when you are taking something out of the stream of default manifesting to play with it. the more you remember who you are, the more you begin to realize there's actually a lot of fun to be had in intentional manifesting, where you're playing with the very objects that you're bringing forth. And you're fiddling around with them. It's quite likely, however, you've got some intentional manifesting that's on the table because you believe it's your requirement to do so. Like making money would be one example of that. Or getting better at being in relationships with other people. Or dealing with your health issues. Instead of allowing that which you desire to flow through you as default manifesting, you've, for whatever reason, and it really doesn't matter why, you've pulled these things out of the stream of default manifesting so that you can quote unquote work on. We're inviting you to accelerate your intentional manifesting, in other words, to let these things come into being in the way that you want them to, by using intuition and using it instead of and above other approaches like asking, meaning like pleading or praying or supplicating or beseeching or acting, doing, making, going, toing and froing, or reasoning. Surely I must, maybe I can, I wonder if. These approaches have their place, and you'll know because they feel better when you use them. But it's intuition that leads you to asking, intuition that leads you to reasoning, intuition that leads you to acting. It's likely that part of the reason why you've got things kind of sort of stuck in intentional manifesting is because you believe that reasoning is the thing that needs to be done. Asking is the thing that needs to be done, or acting is the thing that needs to be done. And you will do that instead of following your intuition, instead of using the most powerful tool you have at your disposal, your intuition. Now, there's a thing we've been saying we haven't really pointed out, but we've been referring to the idea of that which feels better. Now, we know this is described in lots of different ways. We always want to bring this idea back to right where you are. The idea that you're going to go out and you're going to live your best life, or you're going to think really good thoughts, or you're going to go make it happen because you've decided to reach for your highest excitement. These can be wonderful ideas, and if they feel better, ignore anything we're about to say. But you are not having a life. You're in the red hot minute of where you're sitting. There are no plans. There are no projects. You can construct them, but they're entirely abstract, meaning that they sit outside of the realm of manifesting for you to play with them, where they have no impact on your holographic universe. And that can be helpful. And if it is helpful, then ignore what we're saying here. But if you find yourself working constantly to do what feels better, as in what feels grand, as in what feels great, as in what feels exciting, as in what feels, you're likely reaching and pushing away, because the act of reaching actually pushes the very thing you're grabbing for off in the distance, because it's like a puppy and it's playing with you. And you're essentially playing, go grab the stick over there. So the feel better part is literally feel better. And the marker of feel better is relief. That what we're really talking about here on the deeper metaphysical level is your alignment with your desire. You're, as our friends Abraham would say, you're flowing downstream, and we call that stream the stream of desire. You're flowing downstream. Your desires are manifesting. The vast majority of them are manifesting nearly instantaneously. And you don't really notice, like gravity, again, running water, electricity, the internet, things like this that are very complex and actually quite powerful, but they're manifesting for you, through you, on your behalf and to your benefit. When you look at this and you say, I need to do something, You're denying the manifesting. It's okay. You're delaying the experience of it. That's fine too. But most importantly, it feels worse. And that may seem like it's the least significant part, but it's actually the most significant. You are a vibrational being. You are not a physical being. You have a body. You're a vibrational being. You're not a mental being. You have thoughts. You're a vibrational being. And as a vibrational being, you're bringing into focus that very thing that you're wanting as a result of being here. Being here, being here now, where you are, means manifesting. You can hear these words, you're manifesting. Because you're using your ears, which are connected to your skull, which are part of your head, which have a body that goes down to your toes and to the tips of your fingers, and to the points of your hair. You're manifesting. You're not doing, you're not making, you're not getting, you're not trying. You're manifesting. So today being the day of your great good, and now being the time and here being the place where everything is happening, one of the things that we highly recommend that you do is you pay attention to the feel better. The feel better is at the heart of all of this. Reasoning, acting, and asking as tools of the trade of how you get shit that you want ignores how it feels in favor of what has been sold to you as a bill of goods by well-meaning people that you manifested, by the way. As you got to get up and you got to take action and you've got to do it. If you don't do it, you're going to be fucked. Our bottom line here with this particular conversation is that is a bill of goods. That is a lie. Not malicious, not to hurt you. And if you think about the people who taught you that, they really wanted the best for you. And they really did believe if you understood this, then you would go far in life. And of course, you hired them. You manifested them. You manifested these teachings. Now, these are unraveling. Now you're remembering who you really are. You're a vibrational being, and the feel better is the center of all of this. When we say intuition tempers manifesting, you can only manifest that which feels better. And everything you have, if you look around, in the room where you are right now, in the present time where all manifesting is occurring, because it didn't happen in the past and it's not going to happen in the future, you will see present with you everything that feels better. Now, just because you have the ability to abstract yourself out and say, I don't have the thing I want, which is entirely an abstract idea. There's nothing factual about that. You literally cannot point to that. There's no such thing as a negative presence. That's entirely abstract. If it feels better, then there's something useful about it. It may be that it's ginning up desire for more of what you're wanting. But if it's just a thing that you're doing because it's what you've always done, you kind of look around and you're like, I don't have the thing I want. And it feels worse. The feel worse is the proof of the usefulness of the thought, which is not useful because it feels worse. What is useful feels better. That's what we mean by tempering. How intuition tempers manifesting. You can't manifest a negative space, for one thing. You can't manifest the lack of something. There's no such thing as lack or debt or anything where anything is owed or obligated. Those are entirely abstract concepts. What there is what you have right now, what you have in the room right now, which is amplifying. And where you are now amplifies, and where you are going now is expanding because of who you are. You are unconditional love becoming more of yourself. For the moment, through the physical form you're manifesting, in the physical environment you're inhabiting. So the final thing we'll say about all this is, manifesting intuition is not about getting better at being intuitive as a plan or as a fortune-telling kind of endeavor. manifesting intuition are two ideas bound together inexorably. We could talk about them as being separate, but they're not in fact separate. Your alignment with who you really are is what is seeking expression all the time. You can abstract your way out of it and away from it, temporarily believing something other than what is really true about who you are. And it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. The truth is, however, you're in the right place at the right time, in the right way, right here and right now. And what is happening here is very much happening for you on your behalf to your benefit. And the wonder, the delight, and the magic of all of this is so powerful, so incredibly powerful. You may not quite realize how powerful it is, because it's so omnipresently powerful that you don't have a lot of contrast pointing to its lack. And so it doesn't seem like much when we say feel better is the key to everything. Not feel great, not feel wonderful, not feel ecstatic, not champagne popping with fireworks exploding, although those can be fun. But feel better. Relief. That is how manifesting works. It's how it's working with all your default manifesting. And it's so clear, it's so obvious that you don't really notice it because, again, there's not a lot of contrast. So this is where we begin. And with that, what we want to say that we like to say each and every time we say it, which is, by the way, a statement that very much is about the very thing we're talking about. And it's this. That as wonderful and as delightful and as delicious as all of this is, it's only getting better and better and better and better and better from here.